I'm just wondering how you got from sort of a working class background in a sort of a small town to be one of the greatest publicity experiences that the United Kingdom
has
had.
And I never had a publicity agent.
You never had one?
No.
No, they kept talking about you having an agent.
No, I had a photographer, Joe Matthews,
right,
who was acted as my manager in England, and it started out by him taking me to, you know, he would ask me to go to, you know, a certain dinner dance for some charity organization, and of course his gimmick was, you know, with him being a photographer, he, you know, all the people at the dinner dance wanted a picture with me, mm-hmm. and he'd sell the pictures to all the people. They had a picture with Sabrina, and like a friendship developed, and he became my manager. But he also was like a chaperone to me too. Nobody was ever good enough for me, and he would always, if I was going out on a date, he would always like take me there and pick me up. So nobody ever got to be alone with me.
I always thought that your mum was your chaperone.
No.
But she seemed to be everywhere that you were.
No. I took her to Australia.
You were...
Then I met that terrible guy, Ray Ballwell. Yeah, and she didn't like him, so she went home.
She didn't take you with her?
Well, I was still under contract at Tivoli Theatres. He was a bastard.
It must be hard in the industry, like with the casting couch and everything, trying to get on.
No, I never had that problem, no.
Well, because I thought you must have been sort of pestered by all sorts of people who were thinking that, you know, they could do you a favour.
No.
If you could do them a favour.
No, never did.
That's a surprise.
No, because I already had a name and, you know, they couldn't offer me something that I didn't have already.
The thing that some people say that really stopped you from becoming a sort of a big superstar, like Marilyn, was that you never posed nude after you became famous. Was that because of religious beliefs, or you just didn't want to, or you didn't have to, or what?
Didn't have to.
But did you see that the potential was there?
Oh, yeah, that's also true. That's what happened, too, in that a lot of nudity was in the films in Hollywood. Yeah, I forgot about that. That put me off also.
It just didn't take your fancy. You weren't that way.
No. Well, Marilyn was an exhibitionist, wasn't she? She liked to run around in the nude all the time.
I never saw her do that, but...
No, you wouldn't see her do that.
No, but she was a strange sort of a girl, and you always seemed very controlled, and you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
Did you always have that? Like, were you always in control?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that from your
yeah.
parents, or did you sort of...
I was just born with that.
As a survival skill.
And my mother was very astute.
Did she give you much guidance?
No, not in the theatre, because she was just happy to, you know, when I took her with me.